Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
愿恩惠怜悯平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。阿们。
The title of our sermon this morning is What an Understatement.
今天我们正道的主题是绝对是轻描淡写。
Our sermon text, John 1:43 reads, The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee.
正道的经文呢，是约翰福音第一章四十三节。再过一天，耶稣决定往加利利去。
When you look up the word understatement in the dictionary, this is the definition you find.To represent as less, to state less strongly than may be done.
当你在这个字典上查这个词轻描淡写这个陈述的时候，你会发现呢，这定义是这样的：只说话或者是在写文章的时候，把重要的问题轻轻地带过去了。
How often have you said or heard somebody else say?What an understatement.
我们经常会表达或者是听到这样的感叹，那简直是轻描淡写。
The price of gasoline for my car has been a little high this year. That's an understatement.
这个汽油的价钱呢，今年比去年高了一点，是一个轻描淡写的陈述。
Once in a while, a person wonders what our government officials are thinking. That's an understatement.
隔一段时间呢，就有人会质疑说，我们的政府在想什么？这个也是一个轻描淡写的陈述。
House prices in Richmond are sure expensive. That's an understatement.
所以列治文的房价的确是非常的高。这个也是一个轻描淡写的陈述。
Pastor Chung is a handsome young man.
This is not.
That's an understatement.
所以他说，张牧师长得很帅，也是一个轻描淡写的陈述。
Things are just not the same as they were when I was young. That's an understatement.
现在跟我年轻的时候的这个情况真的是不一样了，这个也是一个轻描淡写的陈述。
Understatement. And that's what we find in John 1 verse 43 today. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee.
所以今天呢，约翰福音第一章四十三节绝对是一个轻描淡写的陈述。再过一天，耶稣决定往加利利去。
This verse immediately follows the verse when John the Baptist first sees Jesus and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world."
所以施洗约翰第一次看见耶稣呢的时候，并且就宣告说耶稣是除去世人罪孽的上帝的羔羊。那今天这节经文呢，就是。紧随这节经文的后面。
Jesus has just left his parents' home and said goodbye to his father Joseph's carpenter shop.
所以耶稣刚刚离开他父母的家，离开约瑟的，他父亲约瑟的这个木工间。
Jesus was just beginning his three-year public ministry, which would climax at the cross.
所以耶稣刚刚开始他在十字架上达到高潮的这三年的传道的生涯。
The real reason Jesus came, his crucifixion on the cross for the sins of the world and his rising from the grave to give victory over sin and death are only made possible by this single understated verse in Holy Scripture which readsThe next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee.
在十字架上的献身和三天后的复活是耶稣来的最终的目的，他的目的就是要战胜死亡，战胜魔鬼，战胜邪恶。这一目的在约翰福音第一章四十三节这句轻描淡写的陈述下就完成了，表现了出来。再过一天，耶稣决定往加利利去。
Our Bible passage says it very clearly. Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. He had a choice. He did not have to do it.
所以我们的经文呢讲得非常的清楚，耶稣决定往加利利去，耶稣可以选择，他不需要一定这样做。
He didn't have to leave the house of his mother Mary and father Joseph to go to the cross for you.
他并不需要为了你而离开约瑟和玛利亚他温暖的家去上十字架。
He could have chosen a much easier and much more pleasant life than the one of suffering and crucifixion. That is an understatement.
他可以选择比受苦受难更轻松更容易的舒适的生活，这也是一个轻描淡写的陈述。
Let's spend some time together this morning consideringthese things.
所以让我们今天早上花一点时间来思考一下以下的这些问题。
Come with me this morning to Joseph's carpentry shop, where Jesus worked right by his earthly father until he was 30 years old.
所以来跟我一起到约瑟的木工间来看一看。在这里耶稣与他在世上的父亲一直工作到他30岁。
Jesus is now a 30-year-old man with a big decision to make.
所以耶稣现在30岁，做一个重大的决定。
He looked around the carpenter shop.
他在这个木工间环顾四周。
He stood for a moment in the refuge of that workshop that held so many memories for him.
他站在这个给他留下了太多美好回忆的避难所。
He held the hammer in his hand.
他在手里握着那把锤子。
He ran his fingers across the teeth of the saw.
他的手指轻轻地在锯齿间划过。
He stroked the wood of his father's workbench.
他抚摸着他父亲的工作台。
He had come to say goodbye.
他是来说再见的。
It was time for him to leave.
是他离开的时间了。
He knew it was his time. The time set out for him by his Father in heaven.
他知道是时候了，是他天父为他准备的时间到了。
He came one last time to smell the sawdust and the sweet smell of the lumber.
因此呢，他来最后的一次体味那锯末和那原木的味道。
His life with his mother and father in the carpenter's workshop was so peaceful. Life was so safe.
在他父母的家里，他真的生活得非常的祥和，这里的生活很平安。
On that dirt floor, he had played when he was a little baby, watching his father Joseph work.
在那个 地上，在约瑟工作的时候，童年的他曾经在这里布满灰尘的这个锯末上来玩耍。
Right there was where his father Joseph taught him for the first time how to use a hammer.
在那里呢，约瑟教他第一次如何的使用这个锤子。
On this workbench, Jesus learned by his father to build his first chair.
所以这些在这张工作台上，耶稣向他的父亲学到了如何做第一把椅子。
I wonder what Jesus thought about when he took one last look around that house.
我不知道当耶稣环顾这间房子的时候他在想什么。
Perhaps he listened in his heart for the voices in the past that said, Hand me that piece of hardwood, Jesus. Listen to your father.
也许那熟悉的声音萦绕在他的空中。约瑟说，递给我那块木头。
Maybe in his heart he heard his mother Mary saying, Joseph, Jesus, come into the house from the workshop. It's time for supper.
也许他听到他母亲玛利亚的声音，约瑟，耶稣，是时间吃饭了。
I wonder if Jesus hesitated. I wonder if his heart was torn.
我不知道耶稣是否犹豫了，我不知道耶稣的心是不是被撕裂了。
I wonder if Jesus took a 6-inch nail and rolled it between his hands, thinking about the pain such a nail could cause as it would be driven through his hands and feet soon upon the cross.
我不知道在他的拇指和食指间是否捻揉着一个6尺长的长钉，这长钉就要钉到他的预示的钉到他的手上和脚上，在十字架上预想着他被钉在十字架上的这种痛楚。
It was here in the carpenter shop that Jesus' human hands worked and shaped the wood that his divine hands created.
所以就是在这个小小的木工间，他一双普通的大手来塑造了他神圣双手所创造的这些木头。
And in this carpenter's workshop is the place where his body and his emotions matured while he was waiting for the right moment, when he was ready for the right day.
而且是在这里，他在等待着这一特定的时间，为他准备的时间，他的身体和情感渐渐地成熟。
And now,That day had arrived.
那现在时候到了。
It must have been difficult for him to leave.
的确是难舍难分。
Life as a carpenter was not bad at all.
毕竟木匠的生活是蛮不错的。
Business was good.
生意很好。
Working with his father Joseph was pleasant.
与他在世上的父亲约瑟在一起工作非常的愉快。
Having his mother Mary nearby meant a warm, nurturing home life.
与母亲玛利亚在身边呢，意味着一个温暖体贴的家庭的生活。
And in his hometown of Nazareth, he was only known as Jesus, the son of Joseph.
在他的家乡拿撒勒呢，人们都知道他是约瑟的儿子，他的名字叫耶稣。
He was respected in his community. He was respected in his synagogue.
在犹太人的会堂和他周围的人当中呢，他都是被尊重的。
He was good with his hands.
他很有才干。
With Joseph's guidance, he had become a good carpenter.
在约瑟的这个指导帮助下，他已经成为一个出色的木匠。
He had friends.
他有很多的朋友。
Children loved him.
孩子们也都很喜欢他。
He could tell a good story and fill the air with laughter.
他讲故事非常的生动，笑声充满了感染力。
I wonder if Jesus ever wanted to say, you know,I could build a good life here in Nazareth. Settle down. Have a wife. Raise a family.
我不知道耶稣是否要说，我可以在拿撒勒建造一个美好的生活，在这里安顿下来，娶妻生子。
I wonder because he had already read the last chapter of his life.He knew that his feet that would soon step out of that carpenter shop would not rest until they had been nailed to a Roman cross.
我不知道他是否已经读完了他自己人生故事的最后一页。他知道自己即将跨出这木工房的双脚，在被钉在罗马人的十字架之前，再也不会停顿下来了。
The Bible passage for today tells us something we've never thought about probably before. Jesus had a choice. He didn't have to go. The text says the next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee.
所以今天的圣经经文可能告诉我们，从来我们以前从来没有想过的。你看，耶稣可以不去，他可以有选择。经文说，耶稣决定离开去加利利。
He could have stayed in that carpentry shop, ignored the call to the cross, or at least postponed it for a while.
他可以留在那木工间，他可以不理会十字架上的呼召。至少他可以将这个时间推迟一些。
And if he would have stayed in the carpenter shop, who would have known? Who would have blamed him?
如果他选择留下来，又有谁会知道呢？又有谁会埋怨他呢？
He could have postponed his appointment with the cross for centuries. He could have come back when crosses were out of style. But...His heart would not let him.
他可以将整个的事件推迟几个世纪，在十字架这种刑罚被废除之前，之后他再回来。然而他的心里不允许他自己这样做。
His divine nature heard the voices and saw the faces of all humanity, some weeping.Some fearful, some searching, so many guilty.
他的神性听到了那些声音，看到了所有的人类的脸庞，有些在哭泣，有些惊恐，有些在寻找，有些懊悔。
From the face of the first man, Adam, in the Garden of Eden,To the face of that baby who is being born right now, even as we speak. Jesus saw all the faces, heard all the voices.
无论从伊甸园中的亚当，还是到现在在世界上哪一个地方刚刚出生的婴儿，耶稣看见所有人的面目的表情，听到了所有的声音。
And you can be sure of one thing.
而且你可以确定的一点是
Among those voices that found their way into his heart in that carpenter shop was your voice.
在进入到那木工间的声音里边有你的声音
Your prayers.
是你的祈祷
Your confession of sin.
是你对罪的忏悔。
Your deepest questions.
是你深深的问题。
And not only did he hear your voice, he saw your face.
而且他不仅仅听到了你的声音，而且他看到了你的脸庞。
He saw your voice, your face in shame.
他看到你的脸上的羞愧。
He saw your voice.Your face in pain.
他看到了你脸上的痛苦。
He saw your face in despair.
他看到了你脸上的失望。
Let me ask you, whose face looked at you in the morning, this morning in your bathroom mirror?
让我问你一个问题，今天早上在洗手间的镜子当中是谁在注是谁的脸在注视着你
？Of course, it was your own face.
当然是你自己的脸。
And Jesus has seen that face.
同时呢，耶稣也看到了那张脸。
In your face and in your heart, Jesus has seen all of your needs, all of your pains, all of your mistakes, all of your guilt, all of your shame. He has seen all your sin.
在你的脸上和你的心里边，耶稣看到了你所有的需要，你所有的痛，所有的过失，所有的羞愧，他看到了你所有的罪。
And it was enough to send him to the cross.
这些足够送他上那十字架上。
It was enough to make him leave the comfort of the carpenter shop.
这足够使他离开那舒适的木工间了。
It was enough to set him on the path which led him to the cross to pay for the sins of the world, to pay for your sins and for mine, to defeat the devil, to overcome death and the grave.
这足够送他踏上那为众人赎罪、击败魔鬼、战胜死亡的十字架上的道路了。
Do you understand? Jesus decided to leave that carpenter shop because of his love for you.
你是否明白，耶稣决定离开那舒适的木工间，是因为你。
He left.Because of you.
他离开是因为你。
He laid down his own security with the hammer.
他与他的铁锤一起放弃了他自己一切的安全的保障。
He hung up his peaceful life on the nail with his carpenter's apron.
与他的工作服一起，他将平静的生活挂了起来。
He locked the door to his family life and said goodbye to those who raised him.
他锁上了家庭生活的大门，与抚养他的亲人告别。
On that cross, he could bear your sin more easily than he could bear the thought of your hopelessness.
在那十字架上，他去承担你的罪比忍受你的绝望更加的容易。
So he chose to leave.
因此他选择离开。
He chose the way that led him to the cross and to an empty grave.
他选择了通往十字架和空坟墓的道路。
John 1:43 says it so simply. The next day, Jesus decided.To leave for Galilee.
约翰福音一章四十三节讲得非常的清楚。再过一天，耶稣决定往加利利去。
Oh, how he loves you.
是的，他是多么的爱你。
Oh, how he loves me.
是的，他是多么的爱我。
What an understatement.
这绝对是一个轻描淡写的陈述。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。